This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Most entities hoping to obtain licenses to grow or distribute medical marijuana in Arkansas waited until yesterday's deadline to submit applications. Only 5 cultivation facilities and 32 retail dispensaries will be selected. Scott Harden, a spokesman for the Department of Finance and Administration, says there were long lines of people waiting several hours to file the extensive paperwork.
Hands down, the busiest day that we've had thus far. So we think that people just wanted to prepare the best possible application they could. And in order to do that, spent a lot of time on it. I'm talking to people who, you know, have 100 plus hours into these applications. And so I think they're definitely wanting to present the best product they can. And I think a lot of holding to the last minute is just getting these applications in their minds maybe perfect.
Applications will next be submitted to the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission, which will score each one based on a set of criteria. That includes having the financial resources to successfully manage the business and the needed medical expertise. The commission will also try to spread the facilities evenly around the state. The Arkansas Department of Health will receive more than $7 million from the Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program. The funds will be distributed to allow the state to provide home visiting services during pregnancy and to parents with children up to kindergarten entry. The federal program serves nearly 42% of counties in the U.S. with high rates of low birth weight infants, teen births, families living in poverty, or infant mortality. 3/4 of families participating in the program have household incomes at or below 100% of the federal poverty level. In advance of a November decision on fees for residential solar power, advocates of expanding solar power in Arkansas released a report yesterday finding net metering, or sending surplus solar power back into the general electric grid, has positive benefits for solar users and utility companies alike. The report by Cross Border Energy argues against imposing new fees on net metering customers. Report author Tom Beach says the Arkansas Public Service Commission shouldn't stifle an emerging technology.
Our analysis did show one group whose economics are marginal in Arkansas, and that is the customers who actually install net metered solar. There has been a relatively modest amount of uptake of solar in Arkansas to date, and that's probably the result of the fact that the economics for doing so are marginal.
Beach also concludes that utilities benefit from residential solar users who hook up their power source to the larger electric grid. The Arkansas Public Service Commission will hear from 2 groups, one comprised of solar advocates and one of utilities, offering differing approaches to net metering fees beginning next month.